All this week on Your Bridge FM, we are supporting the work of Lutheran Bible translators in Papua New Guinea. You can find out more and financially support at lbt.org/bridgefm. Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac with you. And joining us now is Sarah Essela.
Tell us about what you do for Lutheran Bible translators.
So happy to be here. I am what's known as a regional director, and a big part of what I do is working with partners, coordinating strategy, trying to figure out how can we work together so that Bible translation can take place in their context. That takes lots of different forms depending upon the place and the needs, but it's a very co-creative process.
Talk a little bit about Bible translation, because I think if some people think that it's just a whole group of you, you know, scribbling away in some language in some back dark room or something, exactly what is Bible translators do?
Bible translation, I like to think of it as a very key foundational part of engaging people in Scripture. Because if you can't understand the language of Scripture, then how can you actually engage with it? How can you listen to it, hear God speak through it, do what it says, if you don't actually know what that is? This can also take a lot of different forms. And oftentimes with a Bible translation team, these are people from the community who know their language, they know their culture, they love their language and culture, and they also love God, and they want to figure out how to express God's message to their community. And so they will study Scripture deeply. They usually have to know another language that they could study it in. They will look at Greek and Hebrew. They might look at other source texts and related languages to see how they translated stuff. And in the end, they try to figure out how God might speak to them in their language and share the words that are the message. So an example would be like, how can they express concepts like grace or forgiveness? They may have some really neat metaphors or word pictures that do that very well that we might not think about, but they are embedded in their culture, like God put them there because God knew that this day was going to come, and it just makes them ready so they can express the message. Sometimes it means figuring out a different way to say something. We can say that our sins are washed white as snow, and that has understanding. But what would you do if people have never seen or heard of snow? They don't have that in their language. So you're looking to convey that type of concept in something that connects with them. So it's those little decisions that are made over and over again that help people understand and grasp the translation, the message, and that's what Bible translation entails.
Sarah, we've been talking about Papua New Guinea and how this is an exciting place right now for Lutheran Bible translators, and you have just recently come back from a very important meeting there. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm getting to work with the church there, the Evangelical Lutheran Church, which is the largest Protestant church in Papua New Guinea. And they are feeling called to become more involved as a whole church body in Bible translation. So a lot of times we think about going to a local level and the local language community, which might have churches from different backgrounds and denominations involved. And that's great. But now we're looking at a national level, and they're thinking, is there something strategic that we could do to help the efforts of Bible translation? There are over 800 languages in Papua New Guinea. Some have no scripture. Some have a little bit of scripture. Some have scripture that was translated so long ago that people now have a hard time understanding it because the language has shifted. And so we're trying to figure out what does that mean? And the church, of course, wants their people to grow in their faith, right? And they want to disciple them. They want their children to have Sunday school materials that they can understand. And so they're like, what can we do about it? And so we're talking about that. It's in the early stages, but they're thinking about things like, we have seminaries. Maybe we need to focus on translating Sunday school materials because we're really concerned about the youth, that they can have the clear message of Scripture available to them. So it's a very, once again, this co-creative process where they talk with us about needs they have, desires they have, and we, as you could say, maybe as guides or an experts of sorts from Lutheran Bible translators, work with them to figure out what does it mean to link that? What do we know about that can help them meet these needs and fulfill their purposes? Actually, kind of how we got involved deeply was that there was a group of churches in the Warrior River region that God was calling them almost miraculously, like God was putting it on their hearts separately, but all at the same time, saying, you need to get into translation. And so they started getting together and talking about this call they were feeling, like, I think God is telling us this. And somebody else was saying, wait, God was putting that on my heart also. And so together they felt like they had to obey God and get involved in Bible translation. This is different because this is the church right there feeling the call versus a Bible translation agency coming in and saying, hey, your language doesn't have scripture. Can we help you? So these people were like, we need scripture. And they started going out to Bible translation agencies. Things moved along. Some translation got going and started. And they became so excited about what they were experiencing. I mean, they would just celebrate and make songs out of the scripture that they were learning and hearing. And they're like, our whole church needs to know. And they actually are the ones that connected us to the Lutheran church. You've got to know about this. This is transforming our communities. God is speaking to us. It's so clear. It is changing our lives. And everybody needs this. And so that's that. They actually were the start of this. And these are super small communities of just like 1,000 people. I guess you never know what a big impact you might have, even if you're small, and where God might lead your steps.
Sarah, we have some guest speakers coming into this area, and we're pretty excited about it. Tell us about what's going to happen on Sunday.
Rich Radowski is going to be sharing the message. This is our CEO for Lutheran Bible Translators. He is a person who started his work with our organization at the translator's desk, essentially working alongside partners in Botswana, helping those translators figure out how they might want to translate scripture. So he's been kind of at the most local level. And then he now is influencing and directing our organization from that experience. What's great about Rich is he knows what it means to the people. He has been there. He is passionate about it. You are not going to want to miss hearing Rich share about Bible translation. I love it every time, and I've been hearing him for years.
And again, that's coming up this Sunday, the 26th at 6 p.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Brownstown. Our guest today has been Sarah Esala. And so, Sarah, thank you so much for telling us more about Lutheran Bible Translators.
Thank you.
Looking to raise some money for them and everything that they're doing in Papua New Guinea, which is just so exciting. Just go to lbt.org/bridgefm. That's lbt.org/bridgefm.